know.
What up, y'all? I haven't been on this podcast for July.
Since like 2020, right?
2020, it's been July. It's been 8 months.
Yeah, was the last one about Hamilton or something?
Yes, it was. Yeah. So it's been since Hamilton. It's been since the Lin-Manuel Miranda invasion.
Since your obsession with Lin-Manuel.
His lip.
His infamous lip bite.
That was a good time. That was a good time. That was actually a good time to be alive. Like, I missed that summer for no reason.
Was that summer when that came out? Oh, yeah, that was summer. Yeah.
That was when we were, like, unironically obsessed with him.
I wasn't obsessed. I thought it was goofy because he was he's such a goofy old looking man.
He's like 40.
Yeah.
Is that old? Are you old? Are you ageist?
Is that a thing? Really?
I mean, I'm pretty sure millennials think they're being ageist when people call them out.
You know, I gotta shut up because I just turned 20 recently.
I know, you're very old. Like, shut up. Your opinions are invalid.
Okay.
Anyways, besides that weird opening, we're just discussing. Me and Michelle, who has been in every single episode on this podcast.
For real, I'm practically a regular. Like, the first time I was just supposed to be, like, a special guest.
But now it's literally, are you a Swiftie? Because my podcast is called Swifties and Coffee.
Really?
You're a contradiction of that. You don't like coffee, you're not a Swiftie. So why are you on the podcast?
Bro, you wanted me here. I know you can't do this alone.
That's true. It's very hard to have conversations with yourself. It's very difficult. I've tried.
Okay, scholarly student. Okay.
Stop. Okay, so today's episode, we will be discussing Folklore.
The album by Taylor Swift that came out when? Did it come out this year or last year?
The end of July of 2020.
Really? It came out then? No.
It came out in the last week of July.
No, did it come out December? Did.
No, that was Evermore. That was the other album. This is Folklore.
She made two?
Yup, in one year.
In that shortest span of time? Well, obviously, she made them in quarantine.
No, she made them in quarantine.
She made them in quarantine?
Mm-hmm. She made Folklore.
No, you're lying.
April, May, released it in July, and then she made Evermore in like October, November, released it in December.
Really?
Yeah, she wrote them all in quarantine.
You're lying.
Yeah, because she had, she had Lover, who had released in 2019, and she was planning tours, but then lockdown happened, and she couldn't do it anymore.
So she wrote, recorded, and, like, mixed all of that within quarantine?
Yep.
Damn, that's impressive, I will say.
You thought that this was all just planned? Choreographed?
Well, not planned, but I thought she'd been, like, doing this over time. Like, before quarantine, just on her spare time, she would write and, like, maybe record. Mm-hmm. I got the vibe of it.
I know. I saw the documentary. Like the
there's
like a pawn session. It's like a live concert, but just with her in a cabin with Bon Iver, your favorite. Your favorite singer, Bon Iver.
Is that him?
Justin.
It's not Iver? Bon Iver?
People pronounce his name really weirdly.
I'm not gonna learn how to pronounce his name. I didn't like his voice.
People pronounce his name really weirdly. People say Iver or Evier or Iver. I don't know. I'd say Evier because I saw one video that had like a little like accent on it.
Oh.
So I think you're supposed to pronounce it with like Evier, like Revere.
Yeah, let me take that back. That was disrespectful. I should respect people's names. But I didn't fuck with his singing.
Like, the Exile song, the feature.
None of his voice on any.
So you're
of
not
that.
You're not gonna like Evermore either. He's on that track too. God. Well,
is this man like her friend or something? Or like,
I mean, they're collaborators.
I
guess they're friendly. They must be friendly if they're collaborating with one another on like the regular.
How did their collaboration come to be? Why would she choose such a
such a voice?
Such a voice.
No, I know. My friend had some things to say about it. She said that Exile was ruined by him. That it would have been a fine song if it was just a solo, but
I kind of, well, not gonna lie, I'm kind of a what's it called? Is there a term for it? I don't listen to a lot of music that has male singers.
That's true.
The music I listen to is women. Yeah. So maybe that probably makes me very biased.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that, like, you're, like, used to, like, female, like, vocals and, like, you're used to just listening to, like, you know, feminine vocals and, like, when you're listening, because Bon Iver's voice is very, like, masculine. It's very, like, gritty and, like, deep.
Yeah, nothing wrong with masculine. I guess it's just not my, I don't know, my ears can't vibe to it.
Exactly. It's not melancholy. Like, you can't, like,
it sound good. It doesn't make me feel comfortable.
It really does not. It's the same.
For me, anyways.
It's very true.
I mean, that's not to say I hate all men who sing. I mean, I definitely listen to a lot of male artists, just not...
When they're singing in that kind of genre, it's kind of different, you know? Because I feel like that genre is so slow.
True.
But it's, like, different listening to their voices. Their voices are usually not as soft. True. They don't tend to be as soft.
Damn, does that make me sexist? Thinking that, like, men have to sing very... more hardcore, and then women have to sing very soft. Like, that's sexism. I don't know. I just didn't vibe with it.
I just think it's just... I think it's subjective. I think there's people who really like it and people who don't, and you're just one of those people who don't vibe with it, and that's just okay.
No shade to his career.
No shade.
He's got his fans, I'm sure.
No shade. You know, it's, there's people who are really obsessed with him.
Really?
Well, I know there's somebody on Twitter who has, like, a whole page dedicated to his lyrics that I follow.
Girl!
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah, well, okay, first question off of Folklore, since you're, like, not a Swiftie, or you're not what we would consider a Swiftie, you're a Swiftie in convert. I'm going to convert
you. You're not
going
to convert me.
I'm going to convert
you. You know what? I was a Swiftie before you, because when you was baby, I already had her first album on DVD, me and my mom.
What album? What's it called?
The first one where it's, like, her and, like, golden, like, it's got, like, gold sparkles on it. Well, it's probably not gold. It's, like, bright. It's her first ever album. You were sitting there on a skyline, my daddy.
That's not her first album. That's Fearless. Her first album is Taylor Swift, self-titled.
I don't give a shit.
And I have that album on CD.
Okay, but how old were you when she first dropped? When she
was four.
Okay,
and I got it.
But wait,
and I literally remember. I was with you when I bought that album at Food for Less. Remember?
I saw that at Food for Less.
Exactly. I remember. Oh, no. I don't think it was Food for Less.
Food for Less? You're
no, it was Walmart. We were at Walmart, and you were with me. I remember. It was you, me, my sister, and your mom. And your mom bought me the album, and I came back home.
When you
and
were
I had
four?
It. Yeah. Well, I think my sister asked for it, because we were, like, looking at, like, CDs. And you pointed it out, and we got
See,
it.
See, but I pointed it out.
So, you know what? Shut up. Okay?
Okay, but I did, like... her second album, though, which is the one that gained
Fearless?
Her, like, yeah, that's the one
that's
that
my
got,
favorite album,
but that's the one that, like, gained her popularity and that got onto the radio and everything.
Yeah.
That was, like, I mean, that obviously wasn't her debut, but that was, like, her debut, you know?
You know, it was, like,
yeah, so honestly, I was a Swiftie first.
But did you stay a Swiftie?
No, fuck no. I'm sorry.
See, that's what counts. So,
hey, Swiftie, let's move on.
Okay, so what was your favorite track? Like, what was, like, the best song on the album?
Invisible String, duh.
Yeah, Invisible String,
duh.
Me too. I would say Invisible String is, like, the best song. I don't think it's the best written song on the album. I think the best written song, I think, might be My Tears Ricochet. Might be the best written song for me. But same thing, like, same time, I think I don't listen to it as much as I do, like, Invisible String. Also, Invisible String is, like, the perfect amount of happy that this album is not. Like, most of the album is not happy.
True.
So, like, it's a little bit of positivity in the light of, like, the darkness of Folklore.
That's what me and my grandma liked it a lot. I played it for her, and she was like, this is so good.
That's
weird.
How you know it's good. It's a good song.
Yeah, that's what
If your grand likes it, it's a good song.
Palatable enough for all ages.
Exactly. It's perfect. Least favorite track.
The ones with that one dude.
So, Exile.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to hear it. I do not know.
You're just like, no.
Not for me.
Actually, that's not my... I actually like that song.
Yeah, I can tell.
Ironically, like, I listen to it.
You follow a Twitter account for the lyrics, so I would assume.
You would assume I like it?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, you're right. Well, my least favorite song, I'm trying to think. It's Epiphany. Epiphany or Peace. Even though I have them on my playlist to fall asleep to, I don't listen to them as much, because, like, I don't, like, vibe with them, like, in the day.
I liked Epiphany. I thought it was pretty good.
I think the thing here is, like, they're not bad songs. Just objectively, if we had to choose, they're our least favorite in the ranking.
Yeah, no, I get that.
You know, it's not like, we're not saying it's bad, so people don't bash us, because...
Who's gonna bash
us? The one listener.
From,
like, Albania.
We're gonna write you an email.
No, I can see who, like, listens. Not who, but, like, I can see what country they're from.
You know they're from Albania?
There's, like, statistics. I can see who, like, Albanian people listen to our podcast.
That's pretty swag. Hey, shout out to you.
Albania?
From Albania. Hey, shout out to Albania.
Shout out
from a little small town, Salinas, in California.
California. Yep.
Oh shit, should we not give our location?
You literally just gave it out.
It's okay. It's fine.
It's fine. As long as you don't say anything else.
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Okay.
Okay, so the street is...
No. Shut up. Overall ranking out of 10. What would you...
like? For the album?
Yeah.
As a whole?
For the whole, objectively.
I feel like that one dude on YouTube. What's that guy's name?
Which one?
The one everyone makes jokes about. The guy who ranks music on YouTube. He has a YouTube channel where, like, he ranks...
Does he make TikTok videos about it, too?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. I don't know. He's, like, infamous for wearing that stupid yellow flannel.
I think so. Do you think he's a music genius? And like he like ranks albums by like different like
maybe. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know too much. I think I watched like one of his videos once because the new Grimes album dropped, and I was like, you know what? I want to see his opinion, even though I never watched his shit ever. And I don't know. I couldn't sit through the whole video. I got bored. I was like, man, shut up. I don't care what you have to say. Even though I deliberately searched for it.
You're like, not anymore.
Yeah, but as out of 10,
just rank it.
I don't want you to punch me. No, I'm kidding.
Just say it. I might surprise you with my ranking. So just rank it.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't do it out of like, what's it called? Out of like bias, just because I'm not into her music. I do like folk though. This genre? Well, just because the album is called Folklore, is the genre folk, or is
it... The genre...
Is it...
It's definitely not pop. It's not like her other albums. But, like, they still, like, palette it that way when they're, like, describing it in genre.
It still has some element of pops. Is it, like...
It's, like, a mix of genres. I know. I know it has folk. It's, like, indie folk, sort of. It has some elements.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, a slower kind of indie.
Yes, I don't know. I like a very different type of indie folk. I like Angel Olsen compared to Taylor. But, you know, based on production quality and the fact that she wrote that all within quarantine, but also the fact that I don't like that dude that was on that.
But that isn't her, so you can't.
I know, but you know, still
Taylor for, you know, Bonnie Beer.
Okay, and I'm still gonna. let me give that... because I only really like one song. I don't think I'll ever be returning to this album until maybe I'm like 30 and I'm in a car ride. So let me give that a 5 out of 10.
5? Damn. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, I don't agree, but like, I see your point. I see it.
Guys, she's trying to murder me.
I'm literally planning on strangling her right now.
Yeah, she's planning on murder.
I am. But I would give it a 7.5.
Oh, you did points?
It's out of 10. Of course there's points. There's decimals in between 10.
Okay.
But yeah, objectively,
7.5?
Is it her best? I would say it's her best album in like release and like objectively, like in the way it's like produced and created in the circumstances it was created.
Okay, music major.
Stop. But it's not my favorite album. Like, if I'm being honest, it's like 6th placement. I don't know. Her 9 out. Is it 9 out?
She got 9. Damn.
Is it 8? I think. I'm trying to think.
Come on.
Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now Red, 89, Reputation, Lover. Yes, it is 9. Okay. I ranked it. So it would be for me, you know,
6th place?
Oh. That's weird. But like, it's because it doesn't have the same like value, like sentimentality for me. I can't relate to it as much as I relate to the like.
Yeah, that's another part of why I think I couldn't vibe with it. I don't relate to this whole
situation.
Romantic situation.
Yeah, like the whole like love triangle between Benny, James, and Augustine. You know, I've never been in a situation where
Yeah, we're definitely not being pined after
or being left by people. We're not even being reached out. No one reaches out. So yeah, you know. It's that's what it is. We just can't relate. We can't like tie ourselves to that storyline.
Oh, man, we're living entirely different lives from Taylor. I'll tell you that.
We'll tell you that.
Tell you.
Okay, would you listen to her other albums? Like, would you listen to Evermore? Is my question. You would vibe with Evermore. I will make her listen to Evermore. I think you should listen to Evermore. I think you should listen to Evermore.
Okay, and?
I feel like you would like it more than Folklore for some reason. I like Evermore more than Folklore. It's arguably, it's in my top 2.
Top 2?
Yeah, it's literally, like, that's how much I like Evermore. Like, it's not even, I think that Evermore just has, it isn't tied itself so much to like sadness. It's more about like getting over sadness, and it also has like, I think, better melodies that aren't as like depressing. Like, I don't, it's not as like are you okay?
What was your wallpaper?
My wallpaper?
Sorry, she had to open her phone and I saw her wallpaper.
But we're getting off topic, but my wallpaper is a iCarly version of the Twilight Saga movie poster. It's a movie poster with Fredward.
Fredward!
And Spencer is Bella Swan. Oh, and Gibby Spencer. Is Jacob.
Bella Swan?
That's the main character in that's Twilight.
Her, that's her name. Last name? Swan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Edward Cullen, Bella Swan, and Jacob Black.
Yeah, that's definitely the names.
It is.
I know, but
why are you just like laughing and like?
I don't know. It just sounds. I don't know. It just definitely sounds like, you know, when someone's coming up for a book and the characters' names are like, yeah, I gotta give them some of the most unique last names.
And of course, they would come up with Swan.
Swan. I don't know. That is unique.
That's kind of cool.
Okay, what?
Colin.
What's his last name?
Oh yeah, that's Edward. Colin.
Like, is that his real last name? No, what's his name? His name's Robert Pattinson. Oh, my bad.
You were associating his character with the actor. Yeah. Anyways.
They're the same guy, aren't they? No, okay. He fucking hates his...
He hates that role. Like, he does hate that role. That's like, funny. A lot. I like watching interviews when they're, like, all awkward. Especially, like, Kristen Stewart. Like, she's just, like... Mm-hmm. Like, she just, like, her hair is, like, always done up, and she's, like... Like, putting her, like, fingers I through
did,
her hair.
Did I tell you about how I had the dream after I saw their, like, little photo shoot on Twitter?
What dream did you have?
I had a dream where fucking Robert Pattinson is, like, Twilight character. We were in, like, a weird, castle hotel. And, oh my god, it's kind of gonna get inappropriate. But he wanted to have SES with me. And I was like, no, I'm good. And then I turned, and then I changed my mind, and I was like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Because I was like,
should I censor this or no?
It's not that bad. I'm 20 years old. There's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody out there is going to be like, I have to report them because of this. But yeah, I changed my, so I told him no at first, and then I changed my mind, and I was like, all right, let's do this. I might as well get it over with. And I'm going to have it with Robert Pattinson. All right. And then he was getting really serious about it. I was like, whoa, I changed my mind. And then I blacked out. And while he did the thing to me, I blacked out. I blacked out in my own dream. And then I woke up and he was lying next to me and we were both, you know, naked.
Oh my god, bro, stop.
I'm sorry. This is a bad dream.
Oh my god. I mean, if I keep it in.
You think you'd ever find this podcast?
Maybe he's very obscure. He's very weird. That's what.
Oh yeah, I've heard you.
He's married to Suki.
He's married.
Yeah, I think they're married. They said they were gonna get married.
But yeah, anyways, in my dream, that was really weird. I remember waking up and like immediately
a cold sweat.
Immediately regretting it. I was like, oh fuck.
I love how we were talking about folklore and then we just talked about your wet dream about Robert Pattinson.
It wasn't good though. I mean, it wasn't good. It wasn't because my brain had to. I think, you know what? Not to get like psychological or whatever, but I think my brain blacked out in the dream. When I was having the SEX, because in real life I've never had SEX.
Girl, stop you saying it.
I don't know, because what if they bleep you or what if they report you? But you know,
no one's gonna watch it. Let's watch it. Listen.
No one's gonna watch.
Yeah.
But yeah. So my brain was like, you've never had sex, bro. You don't know what. You have no idea what it looks like or what it feels like. So my brain was like, okay, blackout. In my dream, I blacked out my own dream, and then I woke up and was like, not happy about the decision I made.
Get out of the dream.
And then I know, and then the dream ended, and I was like, what a terrible dream. And you know why I had this dream? Because on Twitter, I saw someone retweet a photo shoot of Robert Pattinson and Bella, Kristen Stewart in that photo shoot where they were fucking like hugging each other on a swing. And then I remember telling myself when I first saw that on Twitter, I was like, okay, I see why people liked him. And then my dream was like, oh, let me run with that.
They're like, you like him? Okay, times 20. Oh, let's go at it.
That was such a terrible. Anyways, that was funny. Folklore? That was a good album.
You know what? I think that, like, Folklore, like, the album just playing in the background and, like, that dream might make sense. Like, you know?
It kind of would go if it
very
ever...
eerie in a castle. Mm-hmm. You know, very castle-like.
Yeah.
Anyways, anywho, let's go back to... Let's just hope that people skipped over that little story time. That was actually really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have... I thought I told you at some point.
I'm pretty sure you told me about having a dream about him, but I didn't know the details about the castle and you blacking out.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Have more like that. Dream more stuff like that.
I have hella dreams, dude. I have hella weird dreams.
My dreams, I can't talk about my dreams because there's people I know in my dreams. Oh. And things happen and I don't want to say what... They're not bad things. They're just like, they're like in my dreams and they say things to me.
Oh.
Like, I can hear their voices, and it's very scary. Because it feels real, and I feel like it's a real experience with them.
That's not fun. I don't like those
dreams. It's like this. Like, we're just having a conversation, but then, like, I wake up and I realize it wasn't real.
That's crazy. And just, you don't even know what it'd be. We're not even speaking real language in our dreams, are we? We're probably speaking, like, Sims. Isn't that, like, a
proof of fact?
Simlish? I don't think we're... Isn't that, like... I don't know, but I've seen and read weird shit that, like, in dreams you're not actually speaking a language. It's all, like, thoughts or whatever being transferred.
But isn't technically every single character in your dream a thought? Like, you? Aren't you technically every single character in your dream? Like, you're acting as every single person because, like, you're dreaming them and they're, like, they're an embodiment of what you think they're doing. You're controlling them.
I have a question for you. When you dream... What perspective are you in? Are you a person reacting to, like, you can see them and you know that you're in your own body? Are you from someone, or are you someone watching other people interact?
I've had both.
I know. See, I do both, where I'm like a spectator, I'm watching, but I'm also the character within the scene. Right.
No, there's been some where, like, I can, like, I can feel somebody, like, hugging me, or, like, somebody, like, I can sense somebody, but then there's just some that it's, like, sort of, like, inside out. You know, like, when I'm just, like, in, like, the mindset and I just see it play out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see, like, myself as a person, doing things. Even though I don't really know how I look like, but I do know how I look like. It's a weird way of, like, my perception of myself. And I see myself doing things. But, like, usually those dreams last, like, they're much shorter than my other ones. Like, the ones where I watch myself, because they don't last long.
True. I don't even know how long these dreams be. It feels like it's all night, though, but then I wake up and I'm like, oh, I probably only had that dream, like, maybe 10 minutes ago, then.
Yeah. It's really weird. I think dreams are just very, like, subconscious.
It's all subconscious, bro.
Maybe your dream of Robert Pattinson might come true.
No, it would never. I wouldn't
just
allow
it. Just dream upon a star.
I would not allow for it.
That's funny. Imagine you just, like, you end up, like, being on a movie set, and that's, like, the movie.
And Robert Pattinson has to play that role. That
would be really funny.
I pitch my dream, and they're like, yeah, we'll adapt it into a feature film.
Why not? Do a painting, do an animation on it.
I'm not... Well, maybe one day, as something funny, if I, like, ever... Probably later on in the industry, because I'm trying to be an animation major. Just so the listeners
know. Watch her out. She's trying to animate for Pixar, or not Pixar.
Pixar, no. I'm not trying to do 3D animation. Probably, like, Disney Studios for, like, their cartoons that they do on their channel.
Yep.
That's where I'm trying to work. But, yeah. If I ever get into the industry and I'm old enough where, like, it doesn't matter what I say on my social media, then I'll talk about... I'll probably just draw, like, a funny comic from that dream that I had. Maybe. Just maybe.
I would pay to see that.
Like, you would pay.
Make on Twitter, isn't there, like, an only, like, subscription Twitter now?
There's an only subscription.
Like, I saw that yesterday on Twitter. It was like, oh, you have to, like, pay to see these person's tweets.
Isn't that, like, OnlyFans?
It's OnlyFans, but for Twitter.
Fuck that.
And, like, since you're an artist, do that. People have to pay to see your illustrations.
That's too much work.
Make bank. Bank money.
No. I'll sell my art later on. When I'm good at it.
Guys, her art is so kitsch. I just said that's a joke. It's not kitsch. It's
sometimes
like the opposite kitsch of
kitsch. Is nice, okay?
Kitsch is very granny.
Okay, but I love my grandma, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what my grandma gave
me? What did your grandma give you?
She gave me that one dude who, oh, what's his name?
I think I know what, show me his artist. I was watching a video about him. Is his name? It's with a K. Kendelson?
Something
Kincaid. Yeah,
let me see.
His art is so... That's who his
she
art is.
She gave me a Thomas Kincaid notebook of his
paintings. You know what's so funny? I was like watching a video about him yesterday.
I know, everyone's seen that video.
About like, how when they annoying he is?
Okay, he's dead, though. We shouldn't be...
I know, yeah. But wasn't he, like... He would, like, scam people True. Into thinking that God made them sell his stuff.
He's like, yeah, God guided my hand.
Like, this is all God. I mean, all this art is just very, just, like, dimensional. Like, it's, like, everything is in the open. Like, there's nothing, like, deeper to it. Which, I mean, it's good. I guess it's for people who don't like thinking.
That's so mean.
I'm sorry. I don't like thinking all the time.
True.
So, it's just nice to look at, like, it's, nice scenery.
It's just nostalgic. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Like, nothing deep. Nothing bad. Just a house.
It's King K. His name is Kincaid?
Kincaid?
Oh, I got a kink.
Kink? I mean, you take off the ADE. It is Thomas it's Kink. Kink.
Funny name. Funny name. Okay, back on track because we got off track for like 8 minutes.
Isn't that the whole point of podcasts? That you can get off track.
And, I like
funny
it.
Conversations
I like having conversations. This is funny. That was.
Everybody listening to this is like, bitch, shut up, go back to folklore.
No, everybody listening to this can't even like understand what we're saying because we're like in our own dialect. Like, we're like really, talking.
Damn, that's
very fast.
I'm so sorry if you guys can't understand this. Damn.
They can't understand you saying that you don't understand it.
How would you do it? Thank you.
Thank you. No, okay, final thoughts on folklore.
What's the. Did we go through all
the
questions?
We went through all the bullet points that I put on my little journal.
Final thoughts? All I listen to is Invisible Strings.
Do you think you'll keep listening to it, like putting it in a playlist? Or will you just move on after this month?
I'm moving on, bro. I don't know what to do. I'll return when I'm like in my 30s and I'm on a car ride.
That'll be soon.
Hey!
It's a joke, she's barely 20.
I'm still growing as a person here.
So when you grow, when you're 30 as a person, not like physically 30, but like you're, but aren't you already like mentally 50?
No, bro. What the hell? Girl.
No. I mean, I feel like you're very mature for being 20. Like your mindset has been very like,
don't boost my ego.
No, like, I remember when you were 15, like, you had a mindset of, like, a full-grown adult. You were like,
really?
Life is pointless.
Oh, my God.
You made it seem like that.
Shut up.
I remember you when you thought you were so, like, above things. Like, that,
okay.
I remember that phase of your life. That was kind of
funny.
Okay,
man. Okay, I get it. I was bad person at 15.
Dude, I was just, like, I was, like, 12 trying to be your friend, and you would just shut me up.
Because I did not fuck with kids, bro. I'm sorry. I still don't fuck with kids, I'm not gonna lie.
Well,
but you're not a kid.
Well, I hope
teen.
You would not fuck with kids. Because that's not a kid.
I can't. They're not.
They're not fun to be around.
They're not. And I feel bad. I'm an older
sister.
It's kind of hard
to find kids funny.
You're so good with kids, though. I see you, like, interact with your little brother and my little brother, and I'm like, fuck, how do you do that?
Honestly, I don't know. I just
It's because you know, because you were once a younger sibling.
That's true.
You got to see how older sister treat. I didn't have that. For 11 years, I was an only child. And then all of a sudden, my mom was like, all right, here's a kid. Do something. I'm like, what? Bitch, what? I'm not going to be friends with this thing.
I don't know. I was always left out. Especially
from you and
my older sister.
Because I was not used to younger kids. I thought you were like a baby, so I thought babies had to be with babies and older kids. I know, that's right.
And every single picture, it's just you trying to talk to Angela, like, the whole time.
I was obsessed
with
Angela.
And then, like, me trying to talk to you.
Because I wanted to be Angela, because she was always, like, she always knew about shit. And I'd be like, Angela, tell me this, tell me that.
And I'd be like, Michelle. And I'd always be nagging.
I know.
Because I wanted you to talk to me.
The only time I would, like, play with you is when I got to use your Monster High dolls.
Girl, please.
I'd use you for your Monster High.
I'm trying to find my Monster High dolls. They're doing the reboot.
Oh, yeah. News to all the listeners out there. Monster High is doing
coming
a
back.
Reboot.
Coming back.
And they're doing, like, a live-action movie or a live-action series. I don't even know.
They're making everything live-action. It better not be, like, the Winx Club. It better not be like that. It better not be.
Fuck that Winx Club shit. I know that they're also doing Generation 5 with My Little Pony. Did you watch My Little Pony? I don't know.
I watched, like, the first two seasons. I remember, like...
fuck you. You're not a...
I'm not a brony. I'm not a brony.
I'm a brony, bro.
No.
I'm a brony, bro.
I remember when I was, like, in third grade. right. That's like the last time I watched it, and I never watched it again. But I remember I watched a video, like a creepy video of My Little Pony. It was like the lore. It's like creepy pasta, like My Little Pony, like the
deeper
meaning.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore in
of
that
like
shit.
Of like the like each like pony is and like horse like means something, and they have like a tragic backstory. Like so, like each of them is like a design for a disorder. Or, like,
what?
A mental illness.
That's fake.
No.
That's fake.
Well, it was probably somebody trying to be deep and, like, you know, like, eerie. Like, somebody was trying to be creepy and make it, like, sad.
Okay.
Like, they maybe, I don't know, they tried to, like, find truth behind it, but it was just a way, it was just a video of, like, interpretation of, like, what they interpreted it as. Like, Twilight Sparkle was, like, oh, like, sadness, but it also, it was, like, a bunch of weird things like that. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay, well, anyways, My Little Pony is about...
You know,
six.
I forgot what her name is
and
called.
The Friendship of Magic.
The Friendship of Magic. The pink one. What's her name?
Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie. You said Pinkie Pie was like the sign of ADHD. But that was her mental illness.
Oh, that's not a mental illness, bro. That's a disability.
It is? Oh,
well,
it
no,
is.
That, well, it's neurodivergency, right?
Yeah.
We sound so stupid. We don't know.
I don't know
terms.
Anything. I'm 16 and I don't know anything about
I'm
psychology.
I'm 20. I should know.
I'm
this.
Learning about psychology, but I know that they said that like she was like for ADHD disorder. That was like her niche. It was weird. It was like something I watched this when I was like 11. So
oh my god.
Anything. But it was creepy because they put creepy fan art that was like scary. Like their eyes were poked out with blood.
Okay. Well,
it was
that's
very
YouTube
scary.
For you.
It was very scary.
Yeah,
that
that's
experience.
Definitely
was
a
not
little
good.
Pony. YouTube video from 2010.
No, I like watching. What I do like watching is like those like old millennial men, like
old
the
men.
Bronies, like the ones who are like old, like not older men, but they're like 30.
They are. Something. That makes they are older men.
Oh yeah, I guess older men. You know, who talk about it. But I find that really funny. The Bronies.
I mean, they're allowed to like what they like. I just don't like when they get sexual about it. Cause I
they do.
They girl.
That's wait. You're not.
There's fuckers out there.
Ew, don't
who
say
get,
it.
They
it's
get
creepy.
A My Little Pony stuffed
no, stop,
animal from Build-A-Bear.
No, stop. Don't say it to my ears. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear
girl,
it.
Girl, I'm
just
telling you.
Stop. Girl, we're recording. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it when you're not recording.
Girl, there's... for, like, any cartoon, there's always someone out there who finds it sexy. That's what
oh,
I was telling you. There's
I
a kink for anything.
I hate that.
I know.
They're doing that with Miraculous Ladybug, too. Yeah.
They, I'm
so
telling you, they do it for anything. Any single thing. There's a motherfucker out there who thinks it's sexy.
Like, it's not. Like, people
it
are,
really
like,
isn't.
Like, people, like, are like, it's not a kid's show. And then I'm like, not the way y'all contextualize it. Like, the way you guys, like, you know, like, cut it up and like you know present it and like when you like talk about it is
not
kid
okay,
friendly
not
but like when they're true. When it's being like aired on TV it's kid friendly like it's
honestly,
not
yeah.
being aired the way you're like presenting it mm-hmm. you know I think that people make things
they do
things sexual when they're not actually but
like it's okay to do that with media that you really like to dissect it and analyze it and find like deeper meanings for yourself
but I think people but, like to like be canon about things that are just not okay
are, yeah
I mean, each person has their taste. Oh well,
yeah.
They can do them. You know, it's called individual free will.
Yeah.
You know,
it's called individual. Is that really what it's called? I don't know. I'm taking psychology here.
Do I pay attention in psychology?
I
do
should.
Pay attention. I do pay attention.
Okay.
I read a lot of like case studies about
dude,
stuff like that.
Dude, this podcast is 33 minutes.
There's people who have podcasts that last like 2 hours. So don't worry. We're closing up. So, final thoughts. I will listen to Folklore again. I have. And I'm wearing my cardigan right now. So,
I'm not gonna
that tells
be.
You this.
I'm not going to be.
I hope you guys enjoyed us talking about... What would we even label what we talked about?
Folklore.
X dreams. X...
My
Little Pony. Fandoms. X psychology.
We barely tapped into psychology.
Yeah, barely. I mean, the surface. The tip.
Gosh,
tip of the iceberg.
Girl, shut up.
Iceberg analysis? That's how they say it.
Analysis?
I don't know. I couldn't pronounce the name, so I said analysis instead of analysis.
Okay.
That better?
Okay, that's cool. Goodbye,
okay,
listeners.
Okay, so thank y'all. Goodbye. Listen to my other podcast, and soon I will make you listen to Evermore, and we will be back.
She's not getting
bet
me
on it.
Shit.
Bet on it. Bet on it. Bet on it. Just like Troy Bolton did. Bet on it. Do the dance.
I don't remember that one.
The one where he's like, you know the one where Tisha Paytas dresses up as him?
Oh, the one where he's
like
dancing like
the golf course?
In the golf
he's
field?
Like, bet on it, bet. Is it? I might have the song wrong. That might be the song from the first movie. I forgot.
Yeah,
anyways.
I'm